Three, two, one. Good
afternoon.
And
welcome. Thank you.
For
tuning
into Four Beers, No Fears. This is your host, Tommy.
And this is Everclear.
No.
Jordan.
Yes. Thank you, Jordan. And like I said, thank you for tuning into episode 37. And as always, thank you to Whatever Hot Rods. I heard Whatever Hot Rods has a new t-shirt design. Should we talk about it tonight and get your approval? Can I just tell you really quick or should we do shots first?
Sure.
All right. So the
yes, we should do shots first.
Oh, all right. You can, you can pour them. Jordan, I'll let you talk about the shots this week then.
These are this is apple pie. It's made by
Wooden Nickel,
which is a bar like right across the street from the house.
0.4 miles.
So
it's almost like less than a half mile.
Yeah, it's homemade. They sell it by the bottle. They sell it by the gallon. You can buy it from shots there. And me and Tommy really like it. I've had a lot of different kinds
this
of apple pie
stuff.
Made by many different people. And this is by far, like, not even, like, even just by a little bit, it's better. It's 10 times better than any apple pie I've ever had.
And this was the soberest when I went in there today, the first time. Like, I was completely sober when I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
They do advertise it all over the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even on
like
that main
thing,
it's, like, home of the – I didn't know that. I think they should put it outside the bar somewhere.
Well, write them a letter.
I wonder if they are supposed to be selling bottles. I don't think
you can, but –
did we just incriminate them?
Maybe. No one listens.
They've been there for like over 100 years.
Yeah.
So cheers. Cheers. I'm excited because it's day's day. Oh, click.
I don't know. You might be able to.
It's so good.
It is.
It's
so good.
You don't taste it. It almost tastes like applesauce. That's what I think every time when I taste it.
It literally reminds me of my mom's apple pie.
I've never
like
had
her homemade. Yes, you have.
Oh, like the dessert.
Yeah, the like an actual apple pie.
Yeah, you get there's nutmeg in there because Tracy, I so far my favorite bartender there.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in, she's like, I can only have one, and she's like, you have the podcast, and I'm like, I don't even remember telling you that. but she's really nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, before we crack, you can crack yours.
My bad.
Yeah, that's fine. We're doing Vizzy lemonade. They do a lemonade mix now. I tried the Vizzy variety pack number 2. Not impressed, but tonight we're doing the Vizzy lemonades. We'll go through the – I can't even tell you the flavors. I think they have strawberry lemonade, peach lemonade, watermelon lemonade, and then maybe raspberry lemonade. No original. So I think same as the other ones, 100 calories,
antioxidants.
2 grams of carbs, but sugar-free. Mm-hmm. I believe they're gluten-free. Does it say that or no? Maybe
it's
not.
It's a seltzer. It probably is.
But it has antioxidants, vitamin C, and it's made from the Acerola superfruit. Correct?
Of course.
I have high hopes, actually.
The Areola superfruit.
Cheers.
Pretty good.
It's okay. It's good strawberry.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of strawberry, but that's
no,
pretty
that's
good.
That's why I started with this one. No. What were the flavors I said?
You said strawberry, watermelon.
Oh, no. Then I got them
peach,
right.
Peach.
And raspberry. That's all right. That actually doesn't taste the alcohol at all.
Mm-mm.
Tastes like a sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jordan, I think tonight it would only be fair to start out with a backyard update.
I just want to drink that apple pie.
Yeah, I've got work tomorrow.
That's dangerous.
I'm curious how dangerous it is. Because
it doesn't taste
like
very
alcohol
strong
at all.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm. Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, I think it's...
backyard update.
Yeah, it's only fair to start with it because there's some more changes back there.
Yeah. Had a little demo project.
We said that last week. Haley started it.
Did we?
Yep. There was a party up there.
Oh, yeah.
We started it, and Haley had knocked like a leg down. We took out some of it.
Now we finished it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Oh, I think I said it was gone last week, but not burned.
Right.
Now it is clear.
It's
there's just some
down.
Wood chips. I threw the old swings and the monkey bar away. I kind of want to slip the slide, but I don't want it to be part of the pool because I think it'll rip a hole right in the bottom.
Yeah. That you can buy those for
$80.
Yeah, you don't.
Look at slides a lot.
Yeah. What are you gonna do with it?
The slide?
Other than the pool, what would you use it for?
I could maybe
Throw it away.
I can maybe throw it away. I could maybe bring it down by the lake and put it off a rock. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bad idea or no?
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea?
No.
Mm-hmm. I could. Choked on my lemonade. We could fashion it to the garage and call it a shot slide.
Mm-hmm.
A shot could come down it.
Just like pour booze?
Yep.
On it? And then
I think that's kind of fun.
Be cool.
And even if it wasn't just on the plastic, because that's kind of gross, just get a, it is kind of gross, especially with bird poop out there and stuff. Just have like, you know, basically the hose of a beer bong and put it on there and have someone pour it in the top. Basically, like my super long beer bong would be perfect. You pour a shot down the top, it comes down. That's a
no
cool idea.
No one would even see the hose, really.
No, I think it's a cool idea.
Decent. But then someone's got to be up on your roof pouring shots.
No, because of how steep the slide is, it doesn't have to be all the way to the angle. You could just have it on the side of like the shed and someone reaches up, pours one in, comes down.
Hmm.
I think that's a good idea I just came up with. Do you think I should trademark it now or later?
No, I think you should just stick with maybe a normal beer bong.
No, but this is for shots. I call it, you know, like there's a water slide. I'm calling it the shotter slide.
Oh,
that's a pretty clever idea.
Super clever.
Thank you for that. Any other backyard updates? I'm going to have to cut the grass soon. Pool is just filling back up with the rain. We really need to get on top of that. Hopefully this upcoming weekend, we'll do that. Girlfriend's back at school. Didn't really get to start on the bar shed, the shed bar. Still thinking of names for that, so feel free to send one in. If you win, I will give you 1,000 high fives.
1,000 empty Busch Light cans.
We could find them. We could either produce them or find them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else that's really happened in the backyard. I put up some cool lights. I don't know if I told the viewership about that. I don't think I did. They're Edison lights. And I think for a project I popped into my head at Lowe's, I executed it as perfectly as I could. They light up the backyard really well. All right, next, car updates. The red car is not only rolling, but running again. I have a witness here. Jordan said it's one of the only times he's ever heard that car run. Quick jump, fired back up. Definitely needs a battery. It's the one thing really holding it back. And could use another fuel filter. It looks like Shrek Swamp in there. You brought that up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Getting new wheels for the station wagon. The station wagon wheels are going to go into the Jeep with some rougher tires. At first, I hated the idea. But then as I thought about it, they're very retro wheels. I think that retro wheel with like a mud tire might kind of look cool, especially because they're staggered. It's going to have a little bit of a grunt to it. It's Jordan's thinking about it right now.
See, I hate the idea, but...
He 60% hates the idea, 40% loves the idea.
I don't know. Those are too nice of wheels to put on that.
What do you want me to do, throw them away?
No. That's not what I said. Sell them.
No, because what if I hate the wheels I put on the wagon?
Then what are you going to do about the Jeep?
Then I'm going to put those black wheels that I bought for the wagon on the Jeep, and that's going to be badass, like that black. That'd be cool, right?
No.
Why?
I don't think so at all.
Listen here, fella. When you have a Jeep and a Hornet that have interchangeable wheels,
right.
Let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
Those black wheels would probably be cooler on the Jeep than they'd be on the wagon. Well, I don't know, though. I really need to see them on the car. But I just think the wagon needs a black wheel. Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
We've never seen it with the black wheel.
No.
It needs a darker tint. The black stripe will be perfect in the black wheel. And I did the machined lip because there's still chrome accents on the car, though. So I think it's going to come together swimmingly. No, Ernie. I'm sorry. That was my bad. All right. Power tour update. So after the podcast last week where Jordan said he was a man of his word and shook my hand, he proved that he still was. He is going. I talked to our boss today. He seemed pretty okay with it because it's, you know, kind of ending up winding down of summer, so we're not as busy. I think I have the hotels booked. I'm thinking we're going to stay one extra night since we took the time off in Pontiac, Illinois. It's where Route 66 starts. So I think it'd be a cool place to grab a bite, grab a drink, take some pictures with the cars. I think that'd be a cool place to do car pictures and kind of wrap up the week and then drive home the next morning. It's less than 3 hours to drive home, which is awesome because normally it's like 17 hours to drive home.
Yeah.
Jordan's your
turn. At the end of that week, it's you're ready to lay in your own bed.
Oh, yeah. Because you already know that me and you already snuggle in that week.
Mm-hmm.
You excited?
Super excited.
It's looking like I might be skinny again, though, for this one.
Yeah, you think so?
Is there someone here?
No, I'm just looking at my birds.
Here, let me open this for you. Oh, dude, look at this natural light.
Wow.
Oh, another update. I have started running again. The last 2 weeks, great for weight loss. 2 weeks before I started running, 8 pounds down. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just get back to it. Let's stop running around the house and running in place. Let's get out there, pound pavement, and run. And actually, your heartbeat gets way higher. You burn way more calories, and you're not just watching Guy Fieri.
Really?
We're seeing birds, other people.
That's crazy. I wonder how that works.
Where did that come from? That's not a me burp.
That was the depths of your bowels.
That was like a belly button burp. It tickled my belly button coming up. To hurt. Jordan, so I still have some drink left.
Yeah.
Tell me a story about the first time you went fishing.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Tell me a story of the first time you hit a mailbox.
I think I really want to get... I don't know.
This is the open space time of the podcast.
I want to try and see if I can figure something out for my own car for the power tour. But I really don't want what happened the last time to happen again.
And I'm going to say this. At this point, I wish we would have had this conversation like 3 months ago.
Why?
Because I worry at this point it's rushing it.
It's still a while.
So you got to find a car. Now, like you want an older car or something newer?
Like a Camaro.
Like my Firebird year? Like a 2000?
No, older than that.
Oh.
Just something that I like literally don't care if it blows up on me.
Okay, but then who's going to drive in the car with me?
I know, that's what I was thinking about. And then who would drive in the car with me?
Well,
you know, so it's like...
I say this year, we just do it together. We'll switch off driving. This year after the tour, we focus on a car for you. I will even help you. Now, I may not be as mechanical as you, but what I can help with is finding it. I'm a good finder. I am a good person with a truck to help move parts.
If I'm bringing a car on the power tour, it's literally for the sole purpose of I'm bringing
burnouts.
Multiple sets of tires,
yep,
just so I can burn a whole entire set in one night.
And that's why you do need an El Camino, because you can fill it up with tires.
That's true. I couldn't do that with a Camaro.
No, you couldn't. There's no room for tires.
Well,
I'm thinking it's going to be an El Camino, and you were going to think of a cool name like the Hell Camino, but I think that's too generic.
You say El Camino, Jordan's El Camino.
I can think of a better name.
We'll work on it.
We have Jeep Bromander.
I just feel like a Camaro would be a lot easier to find. Maybe a little bit cheaper, too.
I think an 80s Camaro or El Camino is pretty much the same.
You think so? All right.
I think for what you're looking for, you cut... Because originally you
I don't
were,
care if there's rust on like...
No, no, I know. Originally you were like mini truck, and then you're like muscle car, and I was like, you should get an El Camino or a Ranchero. You know where I was? I was out the other day. I found a Pontiac prototype car for sale in a field. It was like a Tempest body, but on the front of an El Camino. I've seen like magazines. Riding out, the guy wanted $15,000 for it. Probably an actually okay deal.
Yeah.
Doubt it ran. It was not rotting or rusted. It was rotten.
Oh, really?
Sure, can it be fixed? Yeah, but.
Yeah, but.
You need a car that has, ooh, do you want stick shift or auto, though? I think for power
Ford speed, but
I think for I guess
for power tour, that doesn't.
Yeah,
I mean, you're on the highway most of the time.
I think you need an El Camino with a four speed,
yep.
350.
Yeah,
it'd be perfect. It'd be golden. Loud. And then is it loud?
Straight piped, open headers.
Yeah. Well, nowadays though, if you want to, you can spend the extra $180 and get the electric cutoff.
Oh, yeah, they're not expensive anymore.
No, that's the way to go.
Yep.
And you could even do the why is the name not coming to me? It's what I blew up in my wagon. The solenoid is still in there. What is it called, dude?
I don't know what you blew up in your
In front of the roadkill, guys.
Oh, your line lock.
Line lock. That's what, yeah, you need a line lock and electric cutout, and you're fine. So you can drive around town, or you can open the headers and do. I still can't believe that happened. I'm still embarrassed by it. Dave, it's your fault. I'm actually texting about rims right now. I need to figure out these rims because I want, like I said, I want to worry about it now and not 2 weeks before the tour. Always seems to be something. I got another sip. I'm good. You good? No, you got another sip? I think power tours will be a lot of fun. Either maybe after we get those vacation days off in the computer. But it's going to be a good time.
Do that tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. I did a good job on hotels. I got Marriott's, three Hampton Inn suites. I think my most expensive was $119. My cheapest was $55.
Wow.
I think I did a good job. And I'm going to book one more, but I'm not in a rush because no one's going to be in Pontiac, Illinois after the power trip. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Guess what?
We're live.
I was going to start telling you a story with my child. So, I decided against it. So yeah, we're about to try the watermelon lemonade. Cheers. Clink. Do I like it or not? I think I do. A little tart at the end, a little sweet at the start. I don't know. Hold on. Huh. I think I'm like
sure.
It. Yeah, I'm sure. It's a very smooth drinker.
Interesting. I don't know if I like it or not.
It's
I'd definitely drink it if someone gave it to me, but
it's another one where you don't really taste the booze in it, you know?
No. Yeah, but you never taste booze in seltzers.
Oh, that I had that new Truly whatever, and it tasted like bad. Bad, bad, bad. All right, so Sam is not available.
Just because it tastes bad doesn't mean you taste booze.
Oh, no, it's booze. It tasted like Four Loko. It was like 8%. Oh, what's a Four Loko? Oh, either. 14. So, yeah. So Sam is not available tonight. That's the word.
Damn.
So we can try to call Haley and surprise her. Or we can call someone else. Should we try Haley?
There's not really a whole lot going on in sports right now.
All
right,
fine. I'll call the ginger cringer.
Opening day from baseball happened a little bit ago.
Did you not like my joke? Ginger cringer.
We can work on it.
It's ringing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear.
I don't know if she's going to answer.
Probably not.
We should let our whole voicemail play. Let the company phone number. That would be funny. Good for radio.
She ain't gonna answer.
She might.
Hi, this is Haley Wagner.
Well, I guess who's not coming here ever again.
Ever again.
No, but you pretty much said it. Baseball's get going now.
Yeah, that's about it, really.
So, I didn't see the whole game tonight, but I saw the Brewers losing to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with there.
Ooh,
are you a Brewers fan?
Or
are you just kind of whatever?
I'm a Brewers fan.
Yeah.
But the Brewers move through town. Like, we got Yelich now. So are you a Yelich fan or are you a Brewers fan?
I'm a Cubs fan.
No, I'm saying that to the general public.
Oh,
are you
gotcha.
A Yelich fan?
Gotcha.
I like the Brewers because I'm very Wisconsin loyal.
Yeah.
But Brown was great. Boom, steroids. Mm-hmm. You know? Ouch. Could go somewhere
take
else.
All the steroids. I say let them take the steroids. It's exciting. Makes it more exciting.
Hot take by Jordan. Take
all the steroids.
I'm not.
Because you can't tell me that a load of them aren't taking steroids and just getting away with it.
I don't know.
So a few dudes get popped, and you know, just to make the public think that.
Didn't Christian Yelich do like a nude photo shoot and that's why I got so popular?
I don't know.
I feel like that was a thing when I was in college and people were talking about me.
Really?
I bet he made money.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Especially, was it for like that Sports Illustrated, the nude Sports Illustrated?
I don't know.
Because they do that every year where athletes do nude photo shoots, but they don't show anything.
It was just like butt.
Yeah. It was probably for the Sports Illustrated.
Maybe it was. I don't know. I remember, but I remember it being like a Twitter thing people talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, it probably was.
But I don't. Maybe that made him popular. I don't know. You got anything for fights? I mean, there's some fights coming up.
There is some big fights coming up.
And I know they're big.
What?
I'm just saying when I know.
What fight are you looking towards?
The next Paul fight.
Oh,
he's gonna die.
Yeah,
Jake Paul's gonna die. I think so,
but you never know. It everyone's got a puncher's chance.
He could
catch Ben Askren with one clean.
He trains hard.
Yeah.
Basically, what he does is he, after his fight, parties for 2 weeks, starts again.
That's what most fighters do.
Probably. Yeah. But, and we talk, I don't know if it was just me, you're talking about this around the podcast, but it's kind of unfair that these social media people make millions from a fight when the actual fighters, you know, a couple hundred grand. Can't complain, but it's very different.
Big fighters make a couple hundred grand. Most fighters on like undercards will make about 20 grand if they win, about 10 grand just to show up. And then
I wouldn't do that.
Most of that money goes towards your training part.
I was going to say,
your coaches, your dietitians, your gym.
Membership. I would not go on a fight. Even if win or lose 20 grand, wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. No. You? And you got to pay all that stuff?
Are you talking about like professionally or just to like get in the backyard with someone?
I get in the backyard with someone.
I get in the backyard with someone for $20.
I was talking professionally.
Professionally, it's a little bit different. It sucks because if you devote 8 hours, like it's your full time job.
And the only sponsors I'd be able to bring are like Hot Rod Magazine, like Brembo Brakes.
Right.
I'd have It'd be like
those are huge sponsors for a lot of fighters, you know.
And that's the thing. It'd be like it would be like something for the car community, and they'd be like, "Well, I'll give you 2 grand, but just make sure
a year.
Make sure a name is on your shorts."
Well, they can't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Nope.
That's dumb.
Now that they have deals with, they used to make a lot of fighters used to make most of their load off of sponsorships because they could have them on their shorts, kind of like race cars. But they signed a deal with Reebok, and Reebok said no more sponsorships on your shorts. And so now fighters only get paid basically what the UFC pays them, which sucks.
That's not cool. Well, if we ever start Backyard Fight Club, we can reinstate that.
We'll allow sponsors.
Yeah, I'd say I put whatever hot rods on some guy's shirts for $520.
Oh, dude. You gotta shoot the bar a little bit lower here.
What if
$500, $20?
I thought I was sponsoring you.
Me?
Yeah, I'm not fighting.
Okay, well,
I'm the guy. Then
make it $500.
I'm gonna be the guy that's bringing this actual mic down.
It's time.
In a world, in a backyard. No, yeah, I'm not fighting anyone. I got about 6 minutes of fighting left in my life.
Yeah.
All right. Booze news. I actually pulled a screenshot for this one. This one really upset me. It was the top 25 most popular beers of 2020. Very upsetting.
Bud Light, Miller Lite.
Not even close.
Really?
Guinness is number one. All right. I
would have never guessed that in a million years.
I'm going to run down the list most popular to 25th most popular. So just listen. Number one being Guinness, then Heineken, Corona Full Power, Sam Adams, which is crap, Budweiser, which I thought would have been first, Blue Moon, Coors Regular. Banquet. This can't be right. Coors Banquet, Modelo, and then Miller High Life, Stella Artois, Miller Lite, Corona Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Genuine Draft, PBR, Dos Equis, Michelob Ultra, Heineken Light. No,
that's gotta be some weird like list like that's like top rated by like maybe beer people, but
I don't know, man.
Like the beers that sell the most per year, it's gotta be Miller Lite and Bud Light.
Yeah, I wonder if they can't take that from sales, like sales numbers.
No, there's no. I just pulled up
the publication.
How many people have you seen at a bar drink Guinness? Like,
okay, but you know, take in all the colors. We're in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's a big world, you know. I don't know. I can't answer that. Yeah, I know people do drink Guinness. I know Guinness is on tap at a lot of bars.
Yeah, of course. But
I don't know. I don't agree with it.
I just think people buy cases of Bud Light and Miller Light.
I mean,
sales wise, I just feel like it would be way.
I buy a case of Busch Light just for fun.
Just cause.
And we're having a hard time.
Feels good.
We're having a hard time keeping stocked on Busch Light lately. We got like a half case in the back hallway, and that's it.
We got that Busch Heavy that I need to drink.
I won't be touching that though. You can drink it, but that stuff's getting old now. I think you bought that November, December. It was a Hunter's can.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Jordan, we both work in construction. We're doing 3, 2, 1's best things about working in the construction industry. Okay. You want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Third. Are we going third best?
Yep. Let's go. That's how we do it every week.
Let's say.
Do you want me to go first?
You get to say pretty much whatever you want to your coworkers.
Ooh. The verbals and nonverbals. Mm-hmm. The nonverbals are non-existent. Yeah, I like that. Jordan flips me off in front of our boss every time I'm there. I don't know why I go to the branch.
Because you love seeing me.
No, I go there to see everyone else. I see you every morning.
You love seeing me.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Jordan was mad at me today. I went to get lunch. He texted like, "Where are you, bastard?" I'm like, "I'm going to get lunch." He's like, "Thanks for asking." I'm like, "I'm going like an hour away. I'm not going to be able to bring you lunch back."
You know what I'm hearing? A lot of excuses.
It wasn't an excuse. It was a true story. What did you think I was going to do? Bring you a to-go box?
I thought you guys were just going to go like to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I would have brought the whole branch back food probably. I'm good at that.
I know you are.
Yeah. I wasn't going to. Oh, but now because you brought it up, next time I go get food, I'm going to bring you a to-go box with a little note on it. I'm going to kiss you on the forehead when I give it to you and walk away.
Okay. As long as it's got food in it.
Yeah.
I'll be all right with that.
Yeah, yeah, you might, but the rest of the guys are not.
They didn't get any free food, so.
My number three, similar to yours. I can't say that. You know what? I was never a guy that would be okay driving a pickup truck. Never a truck guy. Mm-mm. Before entering this industry. I drive a truck now always, and I look at SUVs too. I can't even say that. I like driving a truck every day. I'm used to it. And if I stay in this job, I'll have a pickup truck the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of becoming a truck guy. I'm always going to be like a car guy, but getting introduced to the truck stuff a little bit. No, I won't say scene. That's not a truck scene, truck, you know. But just driving a truck. I like that part of the job. You get to jump in on nice trucks all the time. Everyone does, you know. So I'd say truck guy-esque.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number three.
My number two about working in construction.
The CI, industry. The construction industry.
I want to say everybody's laid back, but they're not.
Oh.
If anything, they're like more.
You could. I can't help you. I gotta let you do this yourself. Do you already have your first though?
Yeah, I know what my first is. Yeah.
Jordan is thinking and Tommy is singing. Can we take that moonshine off the table because it is leaking water from the sides condensation?
I might take another shot.
Paper towel on. The table, Jordan taking a shot. He's not a thought.
You know that you're building America.
Oh man, we are building America. Today,
that's a good one.
I brought up a project to Jordan, and he was actually interested in it because it's stuff that's going on. So number two, building America. My number two. Alrighty. So before I started at Herc Rentals, I was given a book, right? When I signed out, it was called Unlimited Success. And there was just a preface to the book. And it was like, at the end of the day, you're doing something way cooler than all your friends are doing. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm in a sales job. You're not more like equipment facing. I'm more customer facing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in an office. Yeah. I'm not even going into office that much. I have my boots on and I'm going through construction sites, walking through new buildings, going into job trailers.
You're not at a bank.
No.
You're not, you know.
No. I think I have
some cubicle in an office, just, you know, typing in numbers and shit.
I have a ton of freedom. I used to go in like other like customers' offices a lot, but with COVID, I kind of had to switch that. So I spend all my days kicking rocks on the job site. And that is fun. Once you get used to it and you know what to do, what not to do,
mm-hmm.
it is fun to just be inside of a building before.
Yeah.
I guess before it happened, is built, before America's built. What's your number one?
I get to flip off my coworkers and they don't do anything about it.
That's
they
really your number one.
Flip me off back.
That's really your
number one. Could you do that anywhere else?
No. Tattoo parlor.
Yeah, that's true.
Bar.
There's definitely places. But
Applebee's.
Yeah. Okay.
Strip club.
I like that though. My favorite.
Yeah, that's fine. My favorite.
It's like a wave hello. Instead, it's just
you're the only person that in this ever that's really awesome.
That has flipped you off.
Coworkers and customers.
Really?
Yep.
Oh well.
Only one.
You're not in the shop then, as much.
Yeah, but I think you brought that there.
Maybe I did.
Yeah. So my favorite's the people. I just thought you were going to say this, but
yeah.
Coworkers are great.
Yeah.
Part of my language, I hate them. I was going to say F and hate them. Yeah. I hate them, but I love them.
Yeah.
They're really mean to me. But at the same time, I definitely egg them on. Jordan Bird.
You're a salesman, so.
I know. Well, okay, I am the
cardinal.
I am the least like normal. I'm not a normal salesman though.
No, you're not.
Not salesy.
No.
I just talk to people until they like
me. You kind of are.
Yeah, I definitely am. Yeah. I've been negotiating hotels all week. I feel bad for those people that get the line. Oh, sir, we're going to give you a $30 discount. This is an actual hotel. This is a Marriott I got in Indianapolis.
And you talk them, you try and talk. See, I would never in a million years think about doing that. I'd be like, okay, it's, you know.
Yeah, so this was I'll even say the hotel because I doubt this is getting down there. It was the Courtyard by Marriott in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I got us some fancy hotels this year, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
Especially with COVID, I wanted, and I'm fine with it now, but I don't know how everyone is, like, so I wanted to get clean hotels.
Right.
And the U.S. Nationals is also going on to Indianapolis that week, so hotels are way up.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so I call the Courtyard Marriott. And I talk them through the book rate, tell them I'm bringing my company. I need 10 rooms, 2 beds each, which is kind of a lie, but it's people that roll with us.
Right.
And she goes, well, our normal room rate for the night is $174. But since you are, since you're booking a bunch of rooms, we can offer you the night for $159. Call it $160. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, I don't remember her name. I was like, listen, I really appreciate your time. Unfortunately, you know, I'm bringing my whole team. This is out of pocket for them, so I can't ask them to do that. I'm typically around 105 to 110 a night. She's like, yeah, I wish I could help you more. Do you think you could do 136? I said, well, I appreciate you working with me, but I'm on Google Earth right now, or Google Maps. I see there's 4 hotels around you. Mm-hmm. Which one would you recommend I call first? And she said, 1 second. Put me on hold.
Ooh, sales.
Yep. I waited like probably 30 seconds. I don't know if she was trying to get me to book it or not. She goes, it seems like 136 best seconds. All right. So thank you for your time. Who else should I call? She goes, I can do 119 if you book it now. I said, thank you.
Oh, damn, dude.
And I said, thanks. I guess I'll have to buy him dinner that night, but I can take that. I don't care. I don't think anyone going to care. We're going to have a super nice hotel and it's, That poor lady, I can't wait till
they see their parking. She probably got her ass chewed. Oh, their parking lot the next morning.
Yeah, I was surprised I got that hotel down like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that is still the most expensive one. But with the U.S. Nats going on and Power Tour,
it's really
nice. I don't know if you could do much better. No. And then I got one hotel for $55, and that's a nice one. Yeah. I don't think I've stayed there before, and I like the hotel.
Yeah, it all depends on like the
and
city.
It's next to and it's next to a barbecue joint and a Mexican joint. Sick. So you can pick your food.
So we're gonna hit both of them at the same night.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun year. It's a mini year. Five or six.
I kind of like that though. Sometimes, like, the 8-9 days is a little bit too much.
Well, so what I did, though, I booked 2 nights at the first hotel because I didn't want to wake up the first morning, drive 7 hours, go there for an hour, and then go check in. So we'll drive there Sunday, you know, leave at, 8 in the morning, get there in the mid-afternoon, get checked in. Maybe I'll invite, like, all the group chats and have a bunch of people come over and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 2 nights that we get a little settled in for the start of the trip.
Right.
And then go, I'm fine taking the route this year. Hit, we are way out, but good 3-2. Yeah, we went from best things, the people, the Power Tour. We'll be right back, guys. Way off. I didn't know how we got here. The sales. I was talking about being used to your salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, guys, the people are the best thing about it. Customers, my coworkers, love it. We'll be right back. That's called a tangent. So next up, not only
do God we damn have, it.
What's wrong?
Did you start it already?
Yeah, I did. Oh, gosh darn it. So you frickin'. So next up, not only do we have a new segment, we also have a new flavor of Vizzy Lemonade Hard Seltzer. Now we are moving on to the Raspberry Lemonade. I wish you would have saved this one for last. I kind of think the peach is not going to be great.
I'm excited for the peach. That's why I saved it for last.
Oh, I guess that's.
But peach tea is like what?
That's a good point. This peach,
well,
lemonade.
This is peach
lemonade. You ever had peach lemonade before?
I don't know. Yeah. Right. Oh, I fucked.
Yeah, you said it, not me. It's pretty good.
I like that one.
It's pretty good. I think
I don't know.
So Vizzy came out with their first 4-pack and knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. These are good. I don't think I'd buy them, though.
No, I wouldn't.
There's
I wanted to try them tonight.
Things.
But the seltzer game's getting diluted.
Oh, almost. Yeah.
I can't even
keep
track.
And I feel like companies are pumping them out so fast that they're not. They don't really care that
this
if it's
was,
like decent or not.
This
it's
was
just,
brought up a year ago. You know what I love what the Bush brand did that no one else did?
The Apple.
Well, that's part of it, but they did not get on their knees, open their mouth,
yeah,
and make a seltzer. They made a flavored light beer,
and it was good.
Which
people
is
loved
obviously
it.
Better than everything we've had. Yeah. When it comes back out, we'll do them on the podcast. I do it on the podcast 4 weeks in a row. I love Bush Light.
They're good. I don't think I don't.
It's a team decision. I'm gonna
have a hard time drinking 4 of them. I'll say that,
dude. I chain drink Bush Light apples.
I can't. I'll drink 1 or 2 definitely.
I love them. If they come out before Power Tour, they will.
They will.
I'm gonna say right now, I'm gonna buy 10 cases this year.
Yeah.
I bought 5 this year. There's 6 left in my fridge.
Yeah, and you hand them out like they're bricks of gold.
I gotta be drinking them to hand them out. And I do. Well, they kind of are. They came and went. Wisconsin.
Yeah, very fast.
Wisconsin did not get a lot. Like Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, they got a lot of them. We did not.
When it's such a limited time.
Yeah, they go. It's a 2-month run, but everybody wants them.
Yeah.
But that's why I keep my relationship at the store because they will get the pallet for me.
Yeah.
And I'll buy 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So I have a new one. It was called What Would Tommy Do? I changed it to What Would We Do? We'll go back and forth. I just think what I do is, no offense, funnier than what Jordan does because a lot of the things that you do are the same for each event. But maybe that will add to the segment.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was kind of thinking beforehand. But basically, right in front of me, I have 10 events, and it's literally 10 things I thought of just off the top of my head. I'll say the event. Jordan will say what I do. I'll say what Jordan will do.
Okay.
And I think this is a segment you can't do all the time, but you can bring it up, every other month or so.
Yeah.
It's another thing I added to the board. I added last week, I added Full Throttle. Full Throttle Bottle and What Would Tommy Do? We can go What Would We Do. But first, what did I write here? Is that the word? Not a good handwriting. All right. Walking into a grocery store, what would you do? What would I do?
walking into a grocery store.
Yeah. Like, we walk into a festival. What do
you,
I
do? You usually start talking to the workers.
Yeah, I'll talk to anyone I see. Exactly.
And they don't want to talk to you.
Okay, well, I think they
do. I know, they definitely don't.
Talk to them today. They want to talk to me. Hey, Jerry!
They definitely don't. That's what Tommy does. Starts talking to
anyone.
Yeah.
Jordan, usually 4 paces behind me, tries to pretend he doesn't know me.
Yep.
And then does request I stay with him through the store. It's weird that you do that, but I understand.
No, here's why I will explain myself for a second.
Fine.
Because you, first of all, don't grab a cart. Okay. I grab the cart. Mm-hmm. So then you go off and just start grabbing whatever you need. Find me random. It's just not efficient.
I don't know.
It's just not.
I have people to talk to.
We walk back and forth multiple times.
I have people to talk to. In there.
Because you got to walk to the deli, then walk on the other end of the store, then walk back to the deli.
Okay. That's how I do it. All right. Walking into work.
Oh, Tommy, do. Oh, God.
It's different depending on the day.
Yeah, it is different depending
on the day. I remember what I said today. I walked in. No one said hi to me. I said, how's my favorite branch?
Yeah, something like that.
But go ahead. You can tell them what I do in the mornings when I'm there really early.
When everyone still hasn't had their coffee yet, and everyone but Tommy is
and
just
I
like...
purposely get there half hour early just to see them, too. It's like 5:30 or 5 in the morning.
Everyone's kind of, you know, dragging. It's early. And Tommy just walks in like it's 2 in the afternoon.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys talking about?
What are you doing?
Jordan walks in, flips as many people off as he can, mm-hmm. and starts to stay.
Nailed it.
That's I normally did not include. I guess it's funny, but all right. So this one I can't do for you, but I want you to imagine what I do. Walking into a job trailer. You've never got to ride with me, actually. Mm-mm. So
what can I do for you?
Not even close. Not even
close. What can I do that would make your life easier?
So that is a me line,
yeah.
But you had to read the room for that.
Sure. Well, yeah, sure.
You had to hit him with the H-I-G. Hey, how's it going? Or what's going on? Mm. Very casual. Let them say first. That's how you got to read the room before you hit them with.
Yeah, if they say
if they give you a hand signal that just says get out, get out. If they say fuck you, get out.
You don't press your luck.
And if they say how you doing, young man, said hook, line, and sinker.
You don't press your luck. If they ever like say like
depends on the company,
yeah.
Which I really can't get into right now because that is a lot.
Well, yeah.
Walked in. I might have told you this story. Walked into a job trailer the other day in Oak Creek. Obviously, not going to name the site or location. Big company though. So how you doing, sir? He goes, how you doing? I said, good. I'm Tommy with XYZ Rentals. And he goes, all right, good, good. How can I help you? And there's a bottle of Jameson behind him on the desk. Yeah. And I said, honestly, I heard there was Jameson in this trailer. And he goes. All right, Tommy, what do you got to offer me today? Because in construction, you got to get through these guys quick. You got like 8 seconds of their attention before you do it. So we talked for a minute. It was good, but that's kind of, I think that's why I'm successful in this field, because I'm way different
mm-hmm.
than, you know, another rep. I'm just my go-to thing is on a first call to any job trailer, first meeting guy, the one thing I'm not going to do is ask what they're renting now.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to talk business on the first time. You're going to be there every week.
Yeah.
Get to know the guy. Get to know his name. If you don't walk in there 3 weeks in a row and ask for his name.
Sir. Yeah.
I can name 3 of the project managers I spoke to last Friday.
Yeah.
There was a Brian.
Oh, I'd be terrible.
There was
that.
A Kevin. And there was a David. And I could tell you what jobs they're into.
Damn.
And, hey, can you chill out, little doc? I know. Lay down. Lay a little bit. Little body. All right, next. Oh, this is one you'll have for me. But not for you. Walking into a liquor store. What would Tommy do?
Very similar to the grocery store. He just starts wandering.
I make an appearance to go talk to whoever's there, though.
That's true.
Even at Woodman's, and they really don't like that.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Anything new? Anything, you know, you guys got anything hot going on right now? And you're like, no, dude, just.
Why?
We're getting paid minimum wage.
Here's the thing. Why was this not in the fridge? I got put in the fridge.
No one buys it.
And they were like, why can't we just make you happy? I said, why do you think I keep coming here? And he goes, relationship? I said, yes. Jordan pays, says thank you, and leaves. That's it. Sometimes not even a thank you.
I'm a simple man. No, I always say thank you.
All right.
I am very polite. You have to give me that. I will always say thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Walking into this house.
Oh, God. I'm telling you. Hey, Jordan!
Or the dog.
Or the dog.
Morning! He's peeing all over my feet, and then I get mad at him. I run around in the backyard. I think I say lots of things to you, though. Not just that.
Jordan, what are you doing?
Yeah, make sure he's awake. If Jordan's sleeping and I walk in the house, I am on a mission to wake him up. And I'm not just yelling, I'm shaking him. I'm like,
yeah.
Jordan!
And I'm an angry
what are you
bear when I get up. So
what do you want?
Usually they're
just missed you. Okay. Jordan, when he walks in the house, maybe he says hello to me.
It's usually, what's up?
And then he will sit down. As he's taking his boots off, phone is already coming out of the pocket to TikTok. He will sit in the boot chair by the front door for 10 minutes. After he gets up from the boot chair, goes to the recliner for an hour to 2 hours until I said, come on, now, let's shower.
God. Listen, I'm about to delete TikTok.
You might have to. Because you're getting hooked.
I get hooked on shit so easily. So easily. And I told Tommy when TikTok was just starting to pop.
Dude, you got to get it.
You got to get it. And I was like, nope, I refused for the longest time. My mom even got it before I got it. I was like, I will not get TikTok.
I made up.
I finally got it. Now look at me.
I know. Now I'm starting to lose interest. I like it, but like, I go on right before
I should delete it because I.
You spend a lot of time on it.
I just sit there and scroll.
Yeah.
Mindlessly.
Yeah. I'll go on it maybe around lunch and then right before I go to bed. But you'll go on it for a couple hours.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I could do it more too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have to force myself like, motherfucker, you've been sitting on this phone.
Oh, wow. I know. Okay. Just now I'm realizing that shot was pretty strong because I'm feeling pretty drunk. And we're here in third segment.
I don't think it was any more strong. I think taking a shot of whiskey would have been saved.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel kind of tipsy right now. Normally, either way. All right. Next one. A bar. Whether I know someone there or not.
Talk as loud as possible.
Hello! Sorry for the headphone listeners. Oh,
he talked so loud.
And a big problem with me is whether I'm... Maybe I don't black out because I remember names too well.
Yeah.
When he walked into the What a Nickel Day...
Yeah.
Joe, let's just get one beer before the podcast.
Right.
There was me, you, Tracy the bartender, and maybe four other old men all the way in the corner talking about their secrets.
Yeah.
And she knew and she forgot my name, but I remembered hers.
That's true.
And when we got there, I was 1.5 sheets to the wind.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I sat
down. First time when we were.
Yeah. And the last time we went there was for my birthday when I was browned out.
Mm-hmm.
I was not driving. I had a driver that wasn't drinking. I remember that guy's name, and I cannot tell you what he looks like.
Oh, you told me.
It's Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you don't know. You don't remember his face.
No. Nope.
See, I'm the exact opposite.
But I remember talking to him and hearing the bartender say Barry.
Okay. See, I'm the exact opposite. I'll remember your face all day long, but names, I'm terrible with names.
I'm weird about it. Bartender, today called me Tori.
Yeah. She did. It starts with a T.
Tori. Not even close. Tim. Getting closer.
A little bit closer.
And then the some guy next to five seats down goes, Tom. I said, getting closer. And she goes, Tom. All right, so that's
she guessed my name right away.
I didn't hear her say. All right, next. Walking into my parents' house.
What's up, fuckers?
First, kick shoes into wall.
Yeah.
Next.
Manny!
Yeah, big. I was going to say, screams the dog. Oh, no! Oh. Complains that they have so many snacks out, but eats all of the snacks.
Yeah.
All right. Walks into any setting with a pool.
Oh, man.
In the water. Clothes or clothes. Clothes on or clothes off.
You're always in the... Yeah, if there's water there, you're usually in it.
Yeah, my girlfriend sums it the best. She goes, you are the most golden retriever of a person I've ever met. And I thought about it for a while.
Makes sense.
I see how golden retrievers act. They go into a place, they just go to somebody. Owner or not, they're just going to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Water, in the water.
Yeah.
Personality. Hi.
Give me attention.
Exactly. What she said made sense.
It makes sense.
And lastly, this one you might get a kick out of. Meeting a new person.
Oh, God. Hi, my name's Tommy.
Yep.
What kind of car do you have?
Yeah.
Do you rent construction equipment?
Have you ever tried Revelstoke whiskey?
Yeah, because I got a lot.
I'm actually kind of over that stuff now.
I knew you would be. I don't know why you bought so much of it.
I'm thinking about getting back to gin, because I really like the apple and the vanilla either way. Look at it all.
Yeah, and no one else drinks
it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 times 15. $180 of whiskey right there.
Mm-hmm.
That was good mental math.
Mental.
Yeah, I really like that vanilla and I like the spiked, but I don't know if there's anything there.
No.
Oh, the pineapple. I like the pineapple. Mm. But I think you guys, we're going to wrap up this segment and we're going to be back. Well, I mean, for you guys, it's like 1 second or not even, but for us, it might be a few minutes. All right, guys, we are back for the last flavor of the night. Peach lemonade. I can't imagine this being good.
I don't know.
Sure thought it was peach tea.
Yeah, I kept thinking it was peach, so.
It's not bad. The peach.
I would say that that's the best.
I'd say the water. It goes watermelon, this, strawberry, raspberry.
Yep.
Raspberry, strawberry. I don't know. He's got that doggy wanna toy.
It's just loud because it's like candles.
I can't wait till we get the studio done. And, like, when I was doing my project estimating, because being in construction, I'm a project manager, project estimator.
Of course.
Yeah. I estimated I went shot way high. And, like, seeing things today.
That's what I – when you said your number, I was like, damn, he wants it to be nice.
We could probably rig up a bar for less than a grand.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I want this to be nice.
Well,
the
price is totally dependent on how nice you want it. That's really all it boils down to.
I would need to see if my dad has his original. Like, I want a bar like my dad's, but with less like woodwork, like moldings and stuff. Like, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
What I have that he doesn't know is a vaulted ceiling, and I think that's gonna be sweet. I don't want to eliminate that. I want to. Insulate it, drywall it, but I don't want to lose that arch because that makes it feel pretty big in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think $3,000 I can get away with cool bar. And even with the fridge, maybe most fridges, they're $600-$700.
Yeah.
I want a glass.
Even if you find one used. If you want to go that route. I don't know.
I don't know yet.
Plan is, but.
I wanna this will be the first appliance I ever buy that I'm actually going to look into the energy usage, because if there's a fridge back there plugged in that we only use once a week.
Yeah, but
or maybe I plug it in.
You unplug it. You only throw the beers in.
I guess we'd only have that thing actually plugged in on the weekends.
It's not like you stock it like a bar.
I kinda thought I would though.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Well, if we had a guest over instead of sitting at the table like most people do, I'll say, let's go to the bar. Because it's not just the bar, though. There's going to be the pool table.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I got big plans. I think when I sell this house, I'll be able to sell it for $60,000 more than I bought it
with
for.
With that, yeah, probably.
Not just that. So property value has gone up. From the time that I put my offer on, and I bought those, it increased 10 grand. I don't have to do anything. Just how the market is.
Mm-hmm. Taxes go up, though, then when that happens.
No, it's some weird thing here because.
Oh, really?
Because
it's.
It went up, but it went up marginally because this house hasn't had a new owner since 56.
Oh.
So it's very marginal.
Hmm.
All right. So we're doing. Actually, though, let's. We'll talk about that a bit. We're doing a people up tonight. So we've done bowling alley, interstates. We've done a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one, though, that I think you'll really get going on.
Okay.
People of grocery stores during the first 6 months of COVID.
Oh, God. This is going to get political. I can already smell
that's
it.
That's all right. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
People.
I'll go first.
Yeah, okay.
The you and I's. We wear a mask to be respectful to others. We don't want confrontation.
Yeah.
And honestly,
if other people feel comfortable with me wearing a mask, I'll wear a goddamn mask. I don't care.
Yeah, and we wear cloth masks. At this point, we've been doing it for so long, I forget it's there when we're in there.
I don't. I hate wearing a mask, but
I don't like it, but the cloth one is better than a paper one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's almost like a piece of clothing. Like you got the shirt on your neck. Well, whatever. So obviously the respectful people that wear one mask and go along with their day.
Yep.
You're next.
See, I don't want to get disrespectful, but the nutcases with multiple masks on, the face shield, the rubber gloves.
Ooh, I've never seen rubber gloves.
Oh,
really?
In the beginning? Ooh, yeah. There was multiples.
Okay, so I would never in the store.
And then you'd see them go like this with their rubber gloves. They'll touch the cart and everything. And then they'll pull down their mask and scratch their nose or something.
So the first – I wore rubber gloves one time.
Yeah.
It was the first time I went back to work. This was like in the first like 4 months. This was on like hard lockdown.
Right.
But I had to get out of the house.
Yeah.
It was in the first like 3 or 4 months. And I had to get gas, and I went to a gas station right on the Wisconsin-Illinois border, like a popular one.
Yeah. I'll still see people at gas stations pumping gas with gloves on. Oh, yeah.
I did it one time, and then I figured if I'm going to go in my truck and put on a little hand sanitizer, who cares if the gloves. Yeah. It was the one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yours, I'll add to that. So I was in Illinois. It was like Libertyville, nice for town with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Shake Shack. Have you been to Shake Shack?
I think once.
There's only two in the like the area.
The only time I did was on Power Tour.
We went to a Steak and Shake.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Steak and Shake. Maybe I haven't.
Yeah, there's only one in Libertyville, one in downtown Milwaukee. Okay. And they're only in big cities. So this is not a place we'd go to on Power Tour.
All right. Maybe then I probably haven't.
It's like upscale Culver's. So me and my girlfriend got Steak and Shake. The only part of the restaurant that was open, oh gosh, the dog's going ballistic. Only part of the restaurant that was open, you couldn't go up to the counter, you had to do a touch screen, which more people are touching more than anything else.
Yeah.
And so we did that, ordered it, and their bathroom was not open.
Oh, really?
So there was a Whole Foods all stores across the street.
Yeah.
Went in there. I just had a cloth mask.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the bathroom. There was a guy with two masks, rubber gloves, and a full face shield, forehead. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing, man? That's too much.
Yeah.
Can you breathe? Probably you don't like
not.
That motorcycle.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, I'll agree with you full on. All right, I'll go next. I'm pretty tipsy, I'll be honest with you. I don't know where it's... Did you put something in my apple pie?
No, I promise you I didn't.
I didn't eat anything today. I had half of a 9-inch pizza. That's it today.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. One of my favorites, because I see them more and more now, as we still have a state mandate, people that wear the masks, same reason we do, to be respectful, and just, weirdly enough, it's the right thing to do, but it's got a saying on it. I saw one at Lowe's. I'm not a Tony Evers fan. I'm sorry. And it said, this mask is pointless, just like our governor.
Oh, wow.
I just walked past and we locked eyes. I gave him a fist bump. You know what's weird about Wisconsin governors, though? In my whole life, I can't remember liking a Wisconsin governor.
Yeah, but no one likes politicians. No one does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Walker, did he, in theory, do a good job? Yeah, but he did it at the expense of teachers, policemen, and firemen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, whatever. We're not talking about Wisconsin politics. No, all right, you're next. So we've done respectful people.
See this. I see it all the time at, like, Quick Trips. And so it's not really a grocery store, but
I'd say one in four, 25% of people at Quick Trips do not wear masks.
No. Nope.
It's still said the majority does.
Even though on the door, you know, it still says you must wear a mask to walk in to, you know.
And it's enforced by the building.
Yeah. It depends on what store you go to.
Yep, big time. And I'm fine with that. They own that company.
Yeah,
they can say that.
Do whatever you want.
If they want to make all, because people that wear a mask, they're more comfortable seeing that when they walk in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's why. But yeah, the people that don't care don't wear a mask. Next. Now remember, we're talking grocery stores though.
I know.
Yep.
My
next one's my favorite one. People that wear the mask below their nose.
Yeah.
That's not doing anything for you, man.
Nope.
Just wear the mask or don't, but don't put it below you. And that's been a problem the whole time.
The whole time. The whole pandemic, yeah.
The first time I wore a mask, I had to go to Chicago for a piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I ever wore a mask. I put it below my nose.
Oh, really? You didn't really know?
It was the first time I ever put a face mask on. I put it below the nose. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I did care, but like I didn't ever wear a mask for it. I just put it over my mouth like I'm safe. Like,
just
no, it's the same,
realize.
Same deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're going to put it under your nose, don't
But at this
one.
Point, everyone knows. If you put it below your
everyone
nose.
Everyone knows.
But like really, if you put it below your nose at this point, you're just kind of just saying like, I'm going to wear the mask, but still fuck you.
So on construction sites, I do that.
Below the nose?
Yep. Every construction site, when you walk in the fence, it has the normal OSHA safety rules.
Mm-hmm.
Hard hat, steel toe.
Yep.
And there's a new COVID plate.
Mm-hmm.
Mask, 6 feet. But you can't really wear safety glasses and a hard hat and a mask without your safety glasses fogging
up
immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. So for my safety, I'm putting below my nose. I mean, I am walking under cranes, telehandlers. I need to see what I'm doing.
Yeah, what do you want, the mask or the safety glasses?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yep. So that is the one time. I'm not going to wear it under my nose in the store because that deems it pointless, you know?
Right. Store is different because you don't go wear safety glasses.
I'm connected back to the store. But on a job site, I put it below my nose so my mask is not – or I'm sorry, my safety glasses are not.
Yeah, you got to be able to see.
A mess. You're up, man.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to kind of stray away from the COVID thing. But the people in a grocery store that grab like the hand baskets, completely fill it up, and then go back for a cart because they're filling up the basket too much.
Grocery store during COVID.
Oh, is that what we're doing? I thought we were just doing people at grocery stores.
During COVID, yeah.
During COVID, my bad.
That's okay. That's why I write it down, though, just so I don't seem like a jerk. I'll go again if you don't have one yet.
Yeah, you go again.
It's my second favorite. So the under the nose and then the one where they actually have the mask on, but they push it all the way below their chin.
What do you mean? Oh, like it's their mouth
here.
Mouth is open and everything.
So,
oh yeah.
And then the employee goes, "I put your mask on." Then they put it over their mouth. Nothing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just at that point, if you're gonna put it over,
well, that's
your...
the same thing. It's just like, hey, look at me. I have my mask on, but
and it's annoying at this point in the whole society. If you believe there's someone that's gonna tell you put your mask on, wear the mask. Save yourself time. Save them time.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
That's where I'm at, but
yep.
A lot of people don't think like that.
When you walk
in
the Wooden Nickel, no masks.
Yeah, but that's a bar. Like, I still don't, like, I went to a certain bar the other day.
What, downtown?
Yep.
Patios?
I walked in. She said, "Do you have a mask on?" I said, Well, oh, let me go.
I'm really surprised to hear that.
So I had to go in my car, grab my mask, come back in. But then once you sit down at the bar, it's like you can take your mask off.
Yeah, you set the bar, not a table.
We set a table, but like you had to, if you were going to go up to the bar, because I wasn't at the bar, if you that's were going to get up to go about. To the bar that's to not. Get another drink, you had to put your mask on.
That's about it.
So, even though every 30 minutes I'd look over and the bartender would have, you know, yeah, she'd have her mask down and everything. But
and that's wild to me. So for lunch today, I was way out. I was out in Oconomowoc. Walked in with the mask. Bartender and the cook had masks under their chin.
Yeah.
Or a neck gaiter on.
Yeah.
But no one sitting down had them on. Right. So why do you walk in at the mod if you're going
to
sit down?
It's just pointless to me. At that point, like, if you're going to go into a place of a business where you're going to eat or drink, you better be fine with no mask.
Yeah. And I was a stickler. I mean, for like the how many months it was when my coworkers or my manager and my sales rep want other sales rep want to get lunch. There was like 6 restaurants I felt safe with, and they respect me and did that. But now that I went to a bar one time after riding out my vaccination and taking the 2 weeks after to
you did it properly.
Yeah, I went to a bar after that. You know, just realizing the world is still going.
Oh, and it has been.
It has been, but for respect to my parents, like
not,
my parents,
I'm not ripping on you.
Me and you didn't get sick.
No.
So, however you look at it, we did it fine.
We also were going to small hometown bars, but it's not like we were going to some like club or
Right now, though, I don't know if I'd go to a club.
Well, I wouldn't want to go anyway, but.
So and something else to think about though, when we sat in our house for months.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to work, but you were in the rotation with the same, you know, 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Our immune systems lost a lot.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I'm like, I'm not going to go because you can still catch the flu now. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, you guys, we're going to wrap up this podcast. We are getting way off. I'll say this, Jordan. This was a good pod. We got off tangent. It's good to do. What do you want to drink next week? I'll let you call it. I called last 2 weeks. And you can't be Busch Light. Anything else, I'll drink it. You pick it. I'll buy it. And even if you choose not to be a jerk, I might take you to the Wooden Nickel next week.
Coors Light. We'll do Coors Light.
All right, guys.
Bottles.
You want bottles or you want the silver bullets?
Well, those are more than 12 ounces.
We'll do bottles. We'll do Coors bottles. All right, guys. So next week we will be drinking Coors Light, the 12-ounce bottles. We'll be looking for Blue Mountains. And as always, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, rate, review, and thanks for tuning in to 4 Beers, No Fears, episode 37. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.